replacement vehicles to not-at-fault drivers. And here's the best part, it won't cost you a thing.
If it's not your fault and you need a ride, call Right to Drive.
T's and C's apply.
Hi everyone, it's Meghan Trainor.
This is Harry Styles.
This is Sam Smith here.
The Night Show with Mitch Turi on KISS.
I'm really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark, and I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go, I'll be there when you call, and whenever I fall. I'll be waiting when you call, and whenever I fall.
Body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place to feel the tears, the place to lose your feet. Body but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in a place to feel the tears, the place to lose your fears. Yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty. It's a paradise, and it's a war zone. Paradise.
across the country, it is The Night Show Wednesday evening on Kiss. Still to come, I will hook you up with a nice prize. The Wonder Box is ready to be opened. Mm. Grace, we're going to go head-to-head very soon, aren't we?
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry.
We're going to compete.
Yep.
You're looking forward to that, clearly.
I really am.
Can't wait. Yeah. It's going to be tense soon.
Have you ever had fun like this?
It's The Night Show on Kiss.
I don't know how to feel about this. Reddit has sort of stirred the pot of the internet, as it does all the time. Reddit, there's a new thread happening on Reddit. The question is, what was your horrible experience for being attractive? What's so funny?
You said Reddit 17 times.
Shut up.
Where did this happen again?
On Reddit.
On Reddit, okay.
On the internet. What was the downside of being attractive? Anyway, people have flooded the comments saying, hey, I'm attractive. Here's what I've found. It's negatively impacted my life. But first of all, you've scoured the internet. You've seen these people. You don't think they are attractive.
Okay, I said that to you in confidence. But I do think it's such a slippery slope when you open yourself up to the whole I'm too attractive discourse. Because immediately people go, you're not that hot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that these people are relatively attractive to wherever they are in the world. And they do have potentially negative experiences where people want them only for one thing, or they think they're stupid because they're pretty, or that kind of thing.
Right.
But the second that they say, I'm really attractive, people go, no, you're not
to me.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Someone said, I've met a shocking amount of people, and men mostly, who think if they can get my self-esteem low enough, I'll be into them. It's insane.
Mm.
Interesting.
I think men just do that to women, full stop, to be honest.
Someone says the dark side of pretty privilege is that you are lusted over but never loved. People just want to say they have experienced you wrong. I don't agree with you.
You'd have to be like absolute 10 out of 10 for that to be a relevant experience.
No, you'd have to be 10 out of 10, but also an insufferable person, because all that comes down to his personality, right? Because if you've got enough love in you and you're a likable person, you'll find someone that likes you for you.
And someone who's charismatic and, you know, maybe average looking or just above average but charismatic. Ooh,
yeah,
that is sexy.
Oh, totally. There's something hot in an ugly root, you know what I mean?
Well,
no, there is. Yeah. Like someone who's a bit of a meathead. Like,
oh, weird. No, not meathead.
Really?
I need there to be a discrepancy between like head and neck thickness.
Yeah, if it looks like the end of a carrot, just like it's not on.
No.
Would you describe yourselves? Mm. I mean, Handsome Alex, you're gorgeous. That's your name on the show is Handsome Alex because you're beautiful.
Which I didn't pick for myself.
No, on your first day, was in your contract. There. Let's not blow the lines.
Well, it's just I'm not self-proclaimed Handsome Alex. No, that's been given to me.
Yeah,
I wonder if people listening to the show go, you know, Mitch is talking about his producers, Handsome Alex and Grace.
Do you think?
Maybe. Like, I'm okay with it, just for the record. I don't want a superlative for myself.
You are beautiful. You are beautiful.
Thank you.
Would you refer to yourself as hot, if asked? Answer it, honestly.
I have many times.
Yeah.
Confidence.
Have you read my Instagram? Every second caption is, like, hottest person in the world.
It is, true.
But it's tongue-in-cheek.
Handsome Alex, would you class yourself as a handsome person?
I think, I think I am happy, generally, with how I look. It's a bit of an awkward one.
You sound so uncomfortable about this.
Yeah, no.
Because you're one of the Reddit posters, aren't you? You've got hot privilege. You get treated differently at work. I come into work and people go, hey, Mitch, take a seat. You come into work and you're doing shirtless push-up
competitions. No, I was wearing my shirt and all of it is at me. It's not me saying it. It's people talking about how I look without me ever actually bringing it up myself.
You have to actually agree, though. Otherwise, it goes to HR. But if you're happily sitting there... push-ups in the office in front of people that just want to get
paid. I'm not going to complain if someone says you're pretty to look at. That's a nice thing for someone to say.
I think you two have pretty privilege. You don't even realize it.
Oh, no, we realize
we
it.
We just can't... Oh, well, Grace was saying you can't say anything about it.
She happily says things about it. And not one of you have mentioned how pretty I am.
You're lovely.
Thank you.
Very pretty.
Pretty?
You
Grace, I'm playing a song. Grace, what's around the room?
I thought you were playing Sounds of the Ocean.
I'm playing a song to move on from this.
What song is this?
It's good, actually.
Oh.
This is Culture Wars.
Oh.
Yeah, Miley. Apparently about Miley Cyrus. Have a listen to the lyrics. We'll get it on now. Around Australia, it's The Night Show. Kiss.
Taylor Swift, Turn It Up Nice and Loud on KISS.
Once the flight had flown with the wilt of the rose, I slept all alone. But you still wouldn't go. Let's fast forward to 300 takeout copies later. I see your profile and your smile on unsuspecting waiters. You dream of my mouth before it called you a lying traitor. You search in every maiden's bed for something greater, baby. Was it over when she laid down on your couch? My blouse, come here, I whispered in your ear in your dream as you passed out, baby. Was it over then? Is it over now? When you lost control, red blood, white snow, blue dress on a bow. New girl is my clone. Did you think I didn't see there were flashing lights? At least I had the decency to keep my night out of sight. Only rumors on my hips and thighs and my whispered sighs. Oh Lord, I think about jumping off a very tall somethings just to see you come running and say the one thing I've been wanting. But no, let's fast forward to 300 awkward blind dates later. If she's got blue eyes, I will surmise that she'll probably date her. No. You dream of my mouth before it called you a lying traitor. Oh. You search in every model's bed for something greater, baby. Was it over when she laid down on your couch? Was it over when he unbuttoned my blouse? Come here, I whispered in your ear in your dream as you passed out, baby. Was it over then? With flashing lights, at least I had the decency to keep my night out of sight. Only rumbles on my hips and thighs and I whispered sighs. Oh Lord, I think about jumping off a fairy tale somethings just to see you come running and say the one thing I've been wanting. But no.
Kiss.
My baby born in Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar. Boozy since I left, I ain't changing for a shit. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord, one, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need 30 more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Everybody at the bar.
comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kind of late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Zomo pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
Shaboozy tonight, Kiss. It's the Night Show. I'm Mitch Cheery. Hi, welcome in, everyone. Producer Grace, are you ready for the Wonder Box?
Always.
Yeah, it's a like Night Show staple, to be honest. We have two songs ready to be played. One is in my Wonder Box. The other is in Producer Grace's Wonder Box. We can't tell you what that song is, but we have had a peek at them, haven't we?
We have.
And we're going to pitch them to you tonight. Anel, hello.
Hey.
How are you? I was expecting.
I'm really good. How are you guys?
We're so good. What are you doing tonight? What have you been doing for your Wednesday?
So today was my best friend's birthday, her 27th birthday, and we've been friends for 15 years. So it's been a really special day today.
That's so cute. What did you do for her?
We went and got lunch, and we spent the day with her children as well and her cousin, and it was really good.
Oh, I love that.
So nice.
Grace, let's give him something nice. Let's give him a birthday present. We'll give you something nice.
100%.
Yeah, we'll hook you up. You can have something too, okay, Anel?
Yeah, well, my birthday is coming up in a week and a half, so yeah, that would be great.
You're a Libra as well?
Oh, I'm such a Libra. I'm a Libra with a lot of Sagittarius in my chart, actually.
Really?
I'm a Sagittarius,
A lot of Sagittarius and a Scorpio.
I'm a Libra too. My birthday's Monday, Anel.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you, Libra boys.
Look at this, the Libra crew. I love it.
Well, let me ride that energy and pitch you my song. So my Wonderbox song is so Libra, it's not funny. I adore this song. It is the energy, because you know one thing about Libras, Anel? We're big flirts.
We are big flirts. Big. Massive. The best as well. Totally. No, we're not just big flirts, we're the best.
I heard your voice. What did I say before we went on? I said, what a hot name Anel is, Grace.
You did say that.
And then I hear you. I think he's good with his friends. Like, what a catch. So I just think this song is it's going to tick all your Libran boxes. How old are you, did you say?
I'm turning 27 as well.
So I'm 28, so I feel like this song is bang on in your demographic. Listen, Libra stars are aligning. You'll love my song, Anel. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Look, I don't have Libra vibes with my song, but I have big Sagittarius vibes with my song. Ooh, I know you've got a lot of Sagittarius. I'm also a Sagittarius with Scorpio, so I feel you, and I know you're going to love this song. It's a bit hot.
Ooh.
It's going to make you dance, and it's a group of sisters, and you clearly love friendships and relationships in your life in that you're celebrating your best friend's birthday.
Yeah.
So I just think this song's going to resonate with you.
And it also has a dance.
Okay. And it has a dance attached to it.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm excited.
And you're the same age as us, so this will have that little
You get to choose my song, Grace's song. Who do you want?
Okay, so wait, I have to pick just based off your description.
Correct. Based off vibes.
Yeah, based off vibes. Mitch or Grace?
I'm going to pick the first one. Because it's Libra.
Yeah.
I have to do it for my Librans. I have to do it
Yeah,
I love it. And I flirted. My song, Inside the Box and L. It's Benny Benassi. You know this song?
Yeah, I do remember this song, yeah.
See, Blast for the Past. You are a singer.
Yeah, it is a bit of a blast for the past.
I could watch you forever. Like, it's hot.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
I have a boyfriend. Stop flirting with me. It's too much. Grace, your song, man, it's been bad for you.
Oh, a whole week of it sitting in my box.
Okay, now that is too much. Anel, we'll send you a prize. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The tie-up is next. The big celeb stories of your day after this.
Oh,
Song and a half. That's Benny Benassi there. Cinema, Kiss, around the country. Let's get some goss on. Rightio, let's do the tie-up. The big celebrity stories of the day from around the world. Producer Grace scours the internet to bring you the stories without the fat.
Yeah, Coldplay.
All right.
Coldplay's Chris Martin has disguised himself as a tourist at a Las Vegas karaoke bar to preview his new song.
I saw this.
So he went in there with a disguise. He had a wig on, a balloon for some reason. And he performed a new Coldplay song.
And he's in a disguise. He's holding a balloon, wearing a moustache and a hat.
Yeah, I thought it was like a Pennywise It Clown situation because he had the balloon. And then I was like, I'm so confused by this. He's just a tourist.
Yeah, that's all he's doing. And they're filming a music video, are they?
No, I think this was just like a publicity thing.
Oh, that's so random.
I know, but people are talking about it. Cool, we all know that there's a new Coldplay song coming.
They love doing that. I was walking down the main road in Newtown, King Street in Sydney.
With the wildebeest.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
And they were filming a music video.
And they just released all the... No, I'm confusing stories.
Yeah, when you said wildebeest, I went with it because I didn't want to embarrass you, but there was no wildebeest.
There was wildebeest released in the Sydney town of Newtown at some point, but I've just
conflated the two. It's got nothing to do with Coldplay. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. It's very
Coldplay,
late.
Like, hey, our hit song Viva La Vida. You know what would be funny for that music video? Let's release a bull down a Sydney street. We're from the UK, but let's do it in Newtown.
I'm sorry. Chappell Roan has clarified her stance on the 2024 US presidential election after copping backlash for refusing to endorse either candidate.
Gee, she can't do anything, can you?
Well, no. So she got in trouble because she revealed in an interview saying, I have so many issues with our government in every way. There are so many things I want to change. I don't feel pressured to endorse anyone. There's problems on both sides. And everyone was like, well, clearly one's kind of worse than the other.
Yeah,
which is not good. She went on to kind of clarify what she meant by that.
Okay.
Hear from my mouth, if you're still wondering. No, I'm not voting for Trump. And yes, I will always question those in power and those making decisions over other people. And I will stand up for what's right and what I believe in. And like, it's always at the forefront of my project. And I'm sorry that you fell for the clickbait.
Right. She didn't endorse Kamala, though, did she?
No, she didn't. Basically, what she said extended in that interview was, you know, that there are a lot of issues with the government as it stands at the moment. And I'm not necessarily willing to be like, hell yeah, I'm super excited for this particular one. But she did go on to say, obviously, I'm not voting for Trump.
Isn't that weird? Like, in this country, our celebs aren't even pressured to talk about who they're voting for. It's Albo or the Voldemort toad guy that we've got.
I guess because, like, voting's compulsory in Australia, whereas it's not in the US. Mm. So often their results come down to, like, convincing people to actually vote.
Yeah,
you're right. Let alone who they're going
to
vote for.
You're right. There's such a convinced bunch that are already voting, and, yeah, and it's baked on, right? So they need to get the rest by endorsements. Yeah, absolutely. And stuff. Crazy.
And Lady Gaga has announced a 13-song Joker companion about Harlequin.
Mm. Now, this is, it's a Joker companion album, isn't it? I'm doing your job for you.
Yes. A Joker companion album about Harlequin.
And who is Harlequin, you may ask?
She's her character in the new Joker movie.
Folie à Deux.
Yes. She's been teasing the news on social media, has now shared that the album will be released on Friday.
Cute. That's fun. But it's not like, I don't know, I kind of hate a soundtrack album. It's kind of half-assed.
Well, it's not half-assed. She's obviously put a lot of work into this, but it just doesn't feel as authentically Gaga.
It's very cash-grabbing.
It's her playing a character, essentially.
I reckon this would have been a part of her deal to get the role. I reckon they would have said, we'll pay you X amount of millions and we'll get you in the show and you'll also give us an album to go along with it.
That makes sense.
But then her album, sorry, LG7?
Yeah, so the first track from that is coming October, but the album itself is being released in February.
Right, so if we're going to get one Gaga album in October and then another in February. Saturation, I guess.
Yeah. But we haven't had it for so long.
Also, you know what? Who cares? Charlie XCX can release Brat and can release a whole secondary album, Brat, the remixes, and we eat it up and we love it.
How many versions of Taylor Swift Poets Department has come out?
Good point.
Thank you.
Tortured Poets Department, Tickled Poets Department, Toasted Peanut Department. Like, grow up, Tay.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show is home of the world's biggest stars.
Hey, Chris Hemsworth here.
It's Dua Lipa here.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Baby, you're a firework.
Tomorrow morning at 8.
Katy Perry is taking over.
Now look at me.
I've had some of my most fun and probably traumatizing times on your show. Love you.
Plus, win your exclusive access to Katy Perry's Telstra pre-game entertainment preview. You'll see her perform live before she lights up the 2024 Toyota AFL Grand Final.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
You don't want to miss it.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
Exclusive to Kiss 101.1. The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Listen to The Night Show on demand. Search The Night Show podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
Hello. Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
Your sister's vague plan to start a podcast? Not so reliable. Telstra Home Internet? Reliable. And with great deals now on, it's a great time to get Telstra Home Internet. Find out more in-store or online.
The Qantas Hotels and Holidays Million Points Giveaway is on now. Until Friday, simply book any eligible Qantas hotel or holiday package and you'll automatically go into the draw to win a share of 1 million Qantas points daily. With 250 prizes to give away, every booking you make is a chance to win. So where will you go next? For your chance to win a share of 1 million Qantas points, search Qantas Hotels and Holidays and book today. Entries close 27 September 2024. T's and C's apply.
Buckle up for Baby Bunting Safely On Board Sale. Save up to $300 off selected car seats, $70 off selected carriers and more. Plus book our expert car seat installation. Get safely on board with Baby Bunting.
Bye, Baby Bunting.
Exclusions, T's and C's apply.
Usually when Martino's on a ride, his finances are the last thing on his mind.
But today, that's all I can think about.
Because he just opened a Macquarie savings account with great ongoing variable rates up to 4.75% per annum.
Finally, some real momentum.
And because there are no deposit conditions, his savings will accelerate even faster.
Let's go.
Open a Macquarie savings account with 4.75% per annum on balances up to $1 million. It's where your money gains momentum.
I bank with Macquarie.
Rates accurate as of January 18th and are variable. T's and C's apply.
Miele appliances are crafted for longevity, designed so that you fall in love with them time and time again. Once a Miele, always a Miele. For September only, enjoy the ultimate peace of mind of a 10-year warranty on Miele built-in cooking, refrigeration, laundry and dishwashing appliances. Secure your Miele 10-year warranty now, in-store or online, and discover why once a Miele, always a Miele. Hurry. Offer ends Monday, September 30. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See the Miele website.
My university preference is finding my people.
My preference is real industry experience.
My preference is working with state-of-the-art tech. Whoops, wrong button. That's the one.
Get more with your ATAR score and make Swinburne your number one VTAC preference. Swinburne. Next gen now.
Menulog is now delivering alcohol. So, we're shouting 30% off from Liquorland, First Choice Liquor Market, and Vintage Cellars. Ooh-wee! Drink responsibly. T's and C's apply. Did somebody say
Menulog? Buddy Franklin here. Kicking the footy is one thing, but kicking carbs is another thing entirely. Good thing Harn Ultra has zero carbs and tastes great, so I can kick carbs without giving beer the boot. How good?
Less than 0.5 grams of carbs per serve. Drink responsibly.
Hi, I'm Edward from Hobart. In today's competitive environment, a business needs support to expand and grow, and the traditional banks are reluctant to lend. The OnDeck experience for me was quick and easy.
When it's time to grow your small business, you can rely on OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. You'll know if you're approved in as quickly as 2 hours, and it's possible to get funding the same business day. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
If somebody hits you from behind, daydreaming, they just couldn't stop in time. If it's not your fault and you need a ride, call Right to Drive.
If you've been in an accident that wasn't your fault, why should you be the one inconvenienced? Right to Drive will help you get back on the road in no time. From Toyota to the latest Mercedes, they'll deliver a like-for-like loan car straight to your door at no cost to you. Search Right to Drive today. T's and C's apply.
Hamilton is now playing at the Sydney Lyric Theatre. And there are great seats available through to October. Don't miss out, Sydney. Book at Ticketmaster.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
Coldplay.
For Coldplay tickets.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Can everybody hear us okay?
Oh my God! I can't believe it.
I'm over the moon.
Keep it KISS all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of Coldplay, KISS 1011.
Hey, it's Paul Russell.
It's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's Jess Malboy here hanging out with Mitch Turi.
On KISS.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait. Baby, I just don't wanna wait. Swimming in the deep blue, got me thinking about you. I'm just trying to dive right in. Wanna spend tonight like the last night of our lives, chasing all the love we can. And now, oh, I'm in a sea of lights, and all that I can see is you. And now I'm dying to feel alive. So baby, let's try something new. Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait. celebrate. Baby, I just don't wanna wait.
Yes.
Fine, love for no reason. She turned to me and then she said, hey, girls just wanna dance. Hey, girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have. Yo, X-Man, I'm the man now. Think I feel bad, he was fanned out. Do what you like, you've been too nice. He didn't do right, that's too bad now. I see that you are done, I ain't just trying to cash out. You and your friends are trying to lash out. And I'm not the one to tell them stand down. It's that world, they just wanna. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have. Girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun. You can do what you want. Girls just wanna dance. Hey, girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. Hey, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun.
Go.
Melbourne's number one hit music station.
Kiss 101.1.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? Good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl. You're getting everything you want. You bought a new car and your career's really taking off. It's like we never even happened, baby. Tell me what is up with that. And good for you, it's like you never even met me. Remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Well, screw that and screw you. You will never have to hurt the way you know that I do.
for you. I guess you moved on really easily.
Kiss.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California cane. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no brakes, I'll tell, no gate. Ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast. My foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine. You and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what
Wednesday
I mean.
Wednesday night, tonight. Kiss FM. Hi, everyone. Mitch Cheery here in the Night Show crew. Hello.
Hello.
We need to get out of here and end the show. Before we do, we need to do what we do at the end of the show every night, and that is for this Wednesday, the 25th of September, to say good night. Oh, good night to the Night Show team. Sickness is just taking us all, isn't it? We're all slowly one by one.
A bit unwell. I'm kind of at that level of sickness where I'm like kind of teetering on the edge, and I'll have a couple of days where it's shitty and a couple of days where I'm kind of fine.
Yeah.
And it's like, I wish I'd just get sick and get it over with.
Yeah, I agree. Handsome Alex, you're the worst at the moment.
Yeah, I'm in the trenches, and I was actually kind of nervous to, like, when you're like, Mike's on, I was like, oh, but my nose is so stuffy right now.
You do
now.
Have a little stuffy.
I'm going to sound so silly.
We should not have had that orgy. It was the worst choice we made. I mean, I loved it, but not good. Good night to the huge haul of cocaine. Every now and again, I bring you a story where cocaine was found hidden in an item.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like to guess where it was found this time?
Ooh.
Okay. It's bizarre.
It's bizarre?
Okay.
Was it in a teddy bear?
No, not a teddy bear. Handsome Alex?
A merry-go-round horse.
No, wrong.
Good
a
guess.
Large box of cocaine. It's not a good guess.
It is.
You said it was bizarre.
Yeah, but how it could be anything in
you
the world.
You never like my suggestions. I think that was a good guess.
And listen, the codral cold and flu's gone to his head. He's lashing out. It was found in a crate of bananas that was delivered to a chain retail store in the German town of Munchbegonch.
You made that up.
That's not it.
I'm coming around.
Munch and Glabonch police states believe the shipment came from South America. Look.
Munch and Gladbach.
Oh, okay. Come on.
I kind of like Munch and Glabonch.
Munch and Glabonch. See, with radio, if you just confidently say something,
that's the issue. You have the power to just confidently say something.
Yeah.
And you forget that there are people listening in the car going, wow, Mitch is so smart. He knows what he's talking about. Most of the time, he doesn't.
That's the truth.
That's what people, you're here for, Grace.
Totally. I know.
I sometimes forget people even listen to this, to be honest with you. And good night to the Australian influencer who had a tattoo fail over in Fiji.
Oh.
Yeah, she posted it to TikTok. She got this phrase tattooed on her body. It is Matana Valoa Livu. She thought, beautiful local Fijian, we'll get it on my
arm. Yes, nice.
It translates to capital letters.
She's asked. She's asked for the tattoo to be in capital
letters.
Right?
And in Fijian, they went, oh, she wants us to write capital letters.
Do you think they were maybe taking the piss a little bit?
I feel like everyone always, that's people's default. They're like, they were trying to, but that's permanent damage on someone's body. Like, you'd have to be sadistic to permanently tattoo something wrong on someone's body.
Yeah, there is an element of,
yeah. And you're an island town, tourism's the economy, like, don't screw it up.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Going real hard on these Fijian tattoo artists.
Well, that's rude.
Well,
maybe they just misunderstood it.
I'm hoping that's the case. But if it was malicious.
Yeah, but also, like, that's the danger with getting a foreign language tattooed on you. You have to approve every step of the way. And if she doesn't know what she's reading, she's approving it. Yeah. So they're not guilty.
I know, you're right. It's like when people, the trend of getting the Japanese symbol, like, to mean, like, hope and prosperity and love. But some of them just meant, because, like, those symbols can have different meanings, right? Mm. Multi-meaning. So people would just get, like, fish tattooed on them or boiled rice, but it meant something else.
I mean, isn't it so easy to fact check these things these days? Like, it takes, like, a couple of seconds on Google to be like, that means capital letters.
Google Translate is amazing.
Is it?
It translates in real time. I was recently in Japan. You just take it, like, hold the camera up to a sign. It translates it, and you can read it through your camera.
Really?
That's amazing.
So you're walking around holding your phone up.
Yeah.
It's like augmented reality.
Like Black Mirror.
The future would be great when you have your phone out and you speak, and it just listens and then translates it on the screen for the other person to read.
That
I think that exists, yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Text. Speech to text.
Sorry, I burped. Sorry.
Let's end this right now.
Sorry.
We were having a good time.
Were we? Yeah, I was enjoying it. Handsome Alex, come on.
Yeah, I always have fun here.
Let's go. Zach and Dom are up next. The boys are live on the air. In minutes, we'll see you all tomorrow night. More, I think our last Kylie Minogue double pass.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, from 7 o'clock. Coldplay tickets as well. Good night, Handsome Alex. Get
good
some rest.
Night.
You too, Grace. Let's get better. Back on tomorrow, 7. See ya.
Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and the night show is finished for tonight. Want more, Mitch?
Ooh, yeah.
Just search the night show on the iHeartRadio app or your socials. Stay sexy, Australia.
Kyle and Jackie O, welcome to Melbourne.
I love that they're themselves.
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
You went to the aquarium.
Anyway, there was all these other suffering fathers there.
It's like there's two brains going on inside. Like, this is so great, but this is so bad.
I wouldn't have it any other way, but I'd give anything to change this.
Make up your own mind.
I love the connection that they have. It's quite a fun way to wake up in the morning.
No wonder they're the world's biggest show.
Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Listen to The Night Show on demand. Search The Night Show podcast on iHeart. We're free, never sounded so good.
To grow your business, you need to be on the ball, on track, and on point when it comes to finance. To grow your business, you need On Deck, just like Edward from Hobart.
In today's competitive environment, a business needs support to expand and grow, and the traditional banks are reluctant to lend. The On Deck experience for me was quick and easy.
Get on the ball with On Deck. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Buddy Franklin here. Kicking the footy is one thing, but kicking carbs is another thing entirely. Good thing Harm Ultra has zero carbs and tastes great, so I can kick carbs without giving beer the boot. How good?
Less than 0.5 grams of carbs per serve. Drink responsibly.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Whatever you're anywhere, Ampol Foodery keeps you moving. Go from A to gourmet with handmade foodery sandwiches and wraps. Go from A to anywhere with Ampol Foodery. Product and range availability varies by store.
Introducing the new iPhone 16 Pro, available now at Vodafone. Built for Apple intelligence, it features a stunning titanium design and camera control. Get yours for $0 when you stay connected for 36 months on a $79 plan and trade in an eligible device. Only available from the best provider of iPhone plans, Vodafone.
iPhone 16 Pro 128GB, winner of Whistle Out Best Provider iPhone Plans 2024, new customers only, min cost $2,844, early exit fees apply, ends 10-10 unless extended, Apple intelligence coming this December, TNC apply.
Usually when Martino's on a ride, his finances are the last thing on his mind.
But today, that's all I can think about.
Because he just opened a Macquarie savings account with great ongoing variable rates up to 4.75% per annum.
Finally, some real momentum.
And because there are no deposit conditions, his savings will accelerate even faster.
Let's go.
Open a Macquarie savings account with 4.75% per annum on balances up to $1 million. It's where your money gains momentum.
I bank with Macquarie.
Rates accurate as of January 18th and are variable. T's and C's apply.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with MedMate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
Real people, real products, real fun. No matter who you are, Sexyland has something real sexy for everyone. With Australia's biggest range of sexy costumes, lingerie, couples toys and fun gifts and games for adults. Sexyland. 11 stores in Melbourne and Geelong open till midnight 7 days a week. Or shop online for 2-hour delivery. Sexyland.com.au.
G'day Australia. Buddy Franklin here. I've recently dusted off the boots, not to kick goals, but to kick calves. Those calves will creep up on you, and I'm looking to cut them where I can. The best part? Harn Ultra has zero carbs and tastes great, so I can kick calves without giving beer the boot. How good is that? Harn Ultra. Zero carb, great taste. How good?
Less than 0.5 grams of carbs per serve. Drink responsibly.
As part of Victoria's big build, we're building North East Link. We're also upgrading the Eastern Freeway and completing the M80 Ring Road, making travelling around Melbourne quicker and safer. As we bring the pieces together, buses replace trains on sections of the Hurstbridge line from the 5th to the 24th of October. Avoid delays and check before you travel at bigbuild.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne. I've got
the iron. Global pop superstar Katy Perry returns to Melbourne with All My Hits. I know you feel it. Can you believe it? The Lifetimes Tour. Baby, you're a presented by Snaffle. June 12 and 13 at Rod Laver Arena. Telstra Plus member pre-sale starts 10 a.m. this Friday. Go to telstra.com/tickets for more. Tour details at tegdainty.com.
Menulog is now delivering alcohol. So, we're shouting 30% off from Liquorland, First Choice Liquor Market and Vintage Cellars. Ooh-wee! Drink responsibly. T's and C's apply. Did somebody say
Menulog? Toolboxes. A tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages!
They yell.
You get more jobs!
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies to build your business.
Start with high pages!
A long time ago, in a lab far, far away,
A science experiment went horribly wrong. Out of that fizzing beaker, Rose, Zach, and Dom.
It's alive!
Have you ever felt like this? Like strange things happen when Zach and Dom are on kids.
You're up late with Zach and Dom.
Ah, welcome along to the show, Zach. And what a treat it is to be here and to be here with you. I got to say, though, I got a question to kick things off.
Please.
If you're going to open a cafe, what are the most important things you have to have? What are the absolute staples a cafe has to have to operate?
I'd imagine coffee.
Yep, coffee's up there.
Pastries.
You reckon, you don't think there's any way you could run a cafe without pastries? That's the second most important thing.
I'm just going from the bottom up.
You could have said food.
What I'd expect.
Okay.
No, but pastries is the first rung.
Okay.
You could just do coffee and pastries. You're not going to just do coffee and a big breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay. As your only two options. That doesn't make any sense. You got to work your way up to the big breakfast.
All right. So coffee, pastries, what else is
that's it, basically.
I thought you might have said coffee, food, maybe a place to sit down. And cutlery.
Oh, have you ever heard of a hole in the wall?
Well, okay, that's true. Well, that's true.
But a coffee cart?
What I'm getting at is I went to a cafe the other day that was missing one of these fundamental ingredients.
Pastries?
No, they had pastries.
Oh, okay.
One of the other ingredients that I didn't think it would be possible to run a cafe without, these guys didn't have. And it made the experience, the dining experience, almost impossible. I'll let you know what happened shortly. But all I'll say is if I was the sort of person who went around giving one-star Google reviews, one might have been coming this particular cafe's way.
Coming up next, do you want $1 million? Well, you could get that coming up next when we give away $1 million idea.
We'll get to it after this. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go. Oh, yeah.